This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, the top 100 best restaurants is going to be published, the list in the Sunday Times, and the top 20 hottest dining rooms is already known. This is based on work done by renowned food critics John and Sally McKenna, and John McKenna is with us this morning. John, the top 20 hottest dining rooms, first of all, is it a good era to be dining out in Ireland these days?
It certainly is, Anton. Actually, it's an exceptional year. The new guide has 21 new entries, and it's partly the kind of strength and depth that led us to kind of thinking, okay, maybe we'll just actually select, you know, these extraordinary rooms that are really defining contemporary Irish cooking. Finding 20 of them was absolutely simple. In fact, the problem was the people who have to get left out. But yes, it's a very, very exciting moment right now. I feel Dublin has kind of really regained top place. You'd probably say over the last few years, Cork and Galway have been duking it out between the two of them. But Dublin, with a whole host of great new arrivals, is really back in the driving seat, I think.
Well, give us, if you have the list in front of you, give us a sort of a sample of some, ideally some of the ones that aren't the bigger names, maybe some of the newer or less known ones. Give us a bit of a sample from Dublin and Galway and Cork. Which are the ones that you'd highlight?
Okay, well, this is going live at noon, so I don't want to spill too many beans, but there might be sort of reasons why you'd think, you know, I finally want to actually make it up to Derry. I want to see the Peace Bridge and I want to see the Derry Walls and so on. But actually, the real reason why you want to go to Derry nowadays is to eat char siu pork donut in a little place up in Ebrington called pork donut, right? Like, it sounds like a gimmick, but the talent in the kitchen, in the fold, is just unbelievable. Everything they touch is incredible. So now you really have the reason to kind of make it up to the maiden city. But that's just one example of the kind of strength and depth. Or you see it again, you know, in Cork, where you've just got so many exciting new places. But I mean, when you just count out the new places, you know, that have found an audience in Dublin so quickly, bang, Chubbies. I mean, places that within a month of opening, less even than a month, a week, are jammers. It shows you the hunger of, you know, the Irish food lovers to be in the room that's really happening. And also just how well people are actually doing contemporary Irish food. It's been a fantastic year.
And I assume the other thing that happens, John, is that it begets next generations, because there was a time in Ireland where if you wanted to train at that kind of level, there were only about two or three places you could do it, whereas now we're spoiled for facilities.
Totally. I mean, if you wanted to really, if you were really serious, you were off to London or somewhere else. But actually, that's a very interesting point, Anton, because, for example, little place in Dublin I love, Notions at Two Pups, has a new chef. The previous chef has gone over to Canada to probably do some work there. He was 27 years old. The new guy is 25 years old. Imagine being a head chef aged 25. Down in the Sea Rooms in Kelly's famous hotel in Rosslare, the new chef, David Burke, is actually 24 years old and he's a head chef. I mean, like, people talk about, you know, young people today. I mean, they're simply remarkable. Their skill level, their confidence, the ability to really deliver something which is distinctive and Irish. It's fantastic. It's actually really exciting. I've been doing this for a long time now. It's been 10 years now working with the Sunday Times team, and they've been fantastic. But the original idea actually goes way, way back to 1991. Like, trying to find 100 good restaurants in Ireland in 1991 was bordered on the impossible. And the impossible bit today is the people who get left out. And it's heartbreaking. I mean, it's fun to do it, But at the end of the day, when, you know, you sort of say, oh my God, somebody's number 102 and so on, it's that's the tough bit. But my goodness, the good bit is good.
Well, I have to say, I sympathize with you, John, having to eat in all these restaurants is a tough job, but we're very grateful that you take the bullet for us. That is John McKenna. And of course, the Sunday Times is going to have the 100 best restaurants this weekend, and the 20 best dining rooms goes live, as you heard, at 12 o'clock.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.